Welcome to the Back Porch Gourmet Podcast, where the outdoors start at your back porch, with your host, Andy Johnson. Check out the latest in outdoor cooking at www.backporchgourmet.com. Here we are at the 2011 International Dutch Oven Society Spring Convention in Farmington, Utah. Let's have a look around and see what we can find cooking up around here.
So I'm here with Mark from Mark's Black Pot. Mark, tell us what you cooked today.
I did a turkey with a kind of a southwestern kind of a rub sort of thing with chili powder and cilantro and lime, and I did a swirled bread with a regular white bread wrapped around a cocoa bread kind of a thing, and then also some Irish soda bread in the morning.
And it was really good. I got to tell you guys, Mark is a chef du jour, and this is really yummy. So tell me how you prepared the turkey.
The turkey I brined last night in an ice bath with brown sugar and salt, and then I got it started cooking on a bed of onions and potatoes just to raise it up above the juices. And then after about an hour of cooking or so, it doesn't really matter how long, then I mixed up the rub with the cilantro, the green onions, the lime juice, the lime zest, salt, pepper, all of that good stuff, chili powder, and just slathered that all over the top and let it bake. Probably about, what'd you say, 4.5, 5 hours it was on?
That sounds about right. You can write this up and throw it on the black pot?
It's already up there.
Sweet.
Just go to the black pot, marksblackpot.com. On the right-hand side, there's a directory of a whole bunch of categories. One of them is all about turkey recipes, and it's in there.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Sure. Thanks for asking.
Cindy Romero. I'm from Kearns, Utah, and we are cooking Dutch oven pizza, apple dumplings, and cheesecake, a praline cheesecake, and chili.
That sounds good. So how'd you get started in cooking?
Well, we've always loved to cook in Dutch ovens, and let's see, when did we start? We started cooking in the Dutch oven cook-offs about 3 years ago, just so that we could spend more time together, have more quality time, and we're having fun. We've cooked in the world for the last couple of years, and we just have a ball cooking together. And today I brought my 3 grandkids.
Great. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm Calvin Lassiter from Wendell, Idaho, cooking bronco dip.
So what exactly is bronco dip?
It's hamburger, peppers, corn, and spaghetti sauce, and a whole bunch of other little ingredients.
It looks fabulous. I want to try some. How did you get into Dutch oven cooking?
My wife's been cooking for about 7 years, and so we come down here last year and did the Taste of Dutch, and then we decided we'd cook this year, and we do it for hunting.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Barker from Salt Lake City, and earlier I made jambalaya, and right now I'm getting ready to mix macaroon brownies.
They look good. What's the significance of the parchment in there? How do you work with that?
It's easier to get the brownies out of it, so you can just lift it out, and you don't have to scrape, come off the bottom of the pan, so you got the parchment to lift it out.
That sounds good. See, I'm an all-edge brownie guy. I like all the edges. The middle's okay, but I love the edges. How does it turn out in the Dutch oven?
If you keep your heat to the outside, it would probably still come out a little bit crunchy.
That's great. Well, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Erilyn, and I am cooking a macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese in the Dutch oven. How do you pull that off?
Well, you don't open a box of Kraft.
That's good. I don't like Kraft much. It's okay. It has its place. So how long have you been cooking in the Dutch oven?
Oh, I've been just cooking when I go camping for myself for, several years. But this is the first time I've actually done this on this level.
Well, good. Isn't it fun to come and do these shows?
It is kind of fun.
Well, it was nice to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
So here we are live with Pat Boydston, a follower of the Back Porch Gourmet. Pat, tell us what you're cooking today.
Right now we're doing a giant snickerdoodle cookie.
A turkey snickerdoodle?
Not turkey snickerdoodle, just a plain snickerdoodle.
Okay, that sounds really good. How do you do that?
Well, really it's a simple snickerdoodle recipe. You just do it like a bar cookie and it comes out one giant cookie in the Dutch oven.
Giant cookies. What will they think of next?
I don't know, but giant cookies are good with me.
Giant cookies are great. So, but we know you're up in Idaho. How long have you been cooking with the snake black pots?
With the snake black pots, we've been together for about 4.5 years now.
Great. How long have you been cooking Dutch oven in general?
I've been cooking Dutch oven for about 25 years now.
Great. What got you started?
I started cooking when I was in Boy Scouts.
Isn't that where it all starts for us boys?
I think so. I think that's where most of us get started.
That's great. Thanks, Pat, for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Andy.
Who you are, where you're from, and what you're cooking today in the Youth Cook-Off.
My name is Britt Patterson. I'm from Idaho, Kimberly, Idaho, and I am cooking some carne asada.
Nice. So what's your name? What are you cooking with him?
I am Justin Johnson. I'm from Haven, Idaho, and I'm cooking monkey bread.
Monkey bread made with real monkeys?
No.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
It is.
Okay, well, I'll trust you. Is it good?
Yeah.
How good?
Really.
Really good?
Yes.
Sweet. How long have you guys been cooking in Dutch ovens?
This is my first time.
What about you?
About 3 years.
Yeah, how'd you get started?
My mom and dad.
Isn't that the best, cooking with mom and dad?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, thanks for your time, guys. Good luck.
No problem.
I am Phelan Franzen. I live in Idaho, Hayburn, Idaho, and I am cooking a black bottom banana cream tart.
That sounds yummy. Is it a thicker recipe?
No, I got it out of a Paula Deen magazine.
Paula Deen, you know, you can't lose with her. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
So how long have you been cooking in Dutch oven?
About 2 or 3 years.
Really? How'd you get started?
My parents cook Dutch ovens.
That's fun. It's always good to cook with mom and dad. Hey, thanks for your time.
Yes.
I'm Erica Fusakave, and I'm from West Jordan, and I made a chocolate praline cake. And, yeah.
That sounds delicious. How long did that take?
It took, like, the whole time, and I just barely made it at the very end there. So it took, like, 3 hours at least, yeah.
You going to be ready for the judging?
I don't know. I'm a little scared. There's, like, lots of other things that look really yummy, so I don't know.
Hey, good friends, good food, good fun. That's what it's about, right?
Yeah, totally is.
Thanks.
I'm Rebecca, and this is my friend Sarah. We're from Syracuse. We are cooking a Philly cheese steak roll and a sunflower cake.
So Sarah from Syracuse, is that right?
Yeah, I know. My name's Courtney.
I'm just kidding. How long have you guys been cooking Dutch ovens?
Today.
That is awesome. I hope you guys win. You think you have a good shot?
Becca's been cooking for a long time, yeah. So I think with her we'll be okay.
I was at the World Championship Cook-Off, and I've been cooking for about a year and a half now, and so I think we're going to do pretty good on the main, but not so sure about the dessert.
Great, thanks.
All right, my name's Cameron Ward, and this is my partner Drake. We're cooking bread pudding with, we're doing ribs with homemade barbecue sauce, and then we're doing a stuffed meat and cheese bread, and we're from Stockton, Utah.
Great, is that barbecue sauce pretty hard to make?
It's not too hard as long as you have all the supplies, like ketchup, onions. It's pretty easy, actually.
You're giving your secret away. What if I'm a spy?
You can take our recipe.
Sounds like it's a good one. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Hey, I'm Nicole Baugh.
I'm Taylor Baugh.
And we're from Bountiful, Utah, and we are making a stuffed beef tenderloin with gorgonzola cheese and mushrooms and spinach, and also a mandarin orange cheesecake bread pudding.
That sounds pretty hard. Are these real flours made out of the carrots, or what are they?
Yes, they're real flour, or not real flours, but they're made out of the carrots, and we just took a kind of practically a big pencil sharpener and put the carrot in it and just turn and drove it up and it made flour.
That looks really cool. We're going to take a picture of this for everybody over at the Back Porch Gourmet, so check this out. Thanks, you guys.
I'm Brendan Hansen.
I'm Jared Carnes.
We're both from Eagle Mountain, Utah, and we're making some penne pasta baked and some crisps with a delicate berry sauce.
That sounds good. So what's your position here?
We're kind of equal chefs. We both do the same things. I mostly did a lot of the pasta. He mostly did a lot of the crepes. So it's kind of he's dessert and I'm the main dish.
Cool. What do you do?
Mainly, like he said, the crepes. But my main piece was working on the sauce, and he helped me out so much with that today. We also both, like, we also clean up the dishes that we use, and we just have fun.
Isn't that what it's all about, having fun?
Yeah.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
I'm Annie, and my dad is here, and we are cooking chili verde and jambalaya, and we're from Clinton, Utah.
Great. So tell me about this chuck box you guys have. It looks huge.
My dad built it on his own, and so he built it, and so, yeah.
That's great. How'd you and your dad get into Dutch oven cooking?
You know, we went to the Sportsman's Expo, and we saw the IDOS, and we just got excited to do it.
Certainly is an exciting sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Tell me who you are, where you're from, and why the psychedelic colors in your booth.
I'm Jamie Boyle. I'm one half of the Half-Baked Hippies, and I'm from Murray, Utah. And the reason for the psychedelic colors is I like hippies, I like tie-dyed, so that's what, you know, mushrooms, everything is just kind of a nice, cool atmosphere.
Great. What did you guys cook this morning?
We're doing roasted garlic cheese rolls, bacon jack taters, and a peach cobbler.
That sounds delicious. How did you guys get started in this business?
My fiancé is actually an ex-chef, and he got interested in this through the IDOS organization, and we just found a love for it and partnered up, and we've been doing it for 3 years now, and we just recently took third place at the world competition.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Cindy Boyer from Syracuse, Utah, and we just made taco soup. Earlier we did a demo up in the other building that has super simple apple cobbler and cinnamon almonds.
Sounds fabulous. So, how did you guys get into Dutch oven cooking?
That's a good question. How did we get into Dutch oven cooking? We had a friend that was in scouting, and he did this professionally, and we were given a couple of Dutch ovens, and it was one of those, like okay, they're kind of rusty, I don't know what to do with them, so I stuck them in my basement for a long time and didn't really do anything, and we were at the state fair one day and stopped in and saw one of my high school friends that was doing a competition down there, and he says, you know what, it's easy, give it a try. So I pulled them out, I seasoned them up, and been cooking them in them ever since, so.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Vanessa Johnson, I'm cooking with my husband Alan, and today we're cooking shark with our mystery meat, and we're going to do a seafood linguine and seafood stuffed portobello mushrooms. And then for our side dish, we're doing Scrumptious chocolate cake with the frosting has mascarpone cheese, cream cheese, white chocolate, and dulce de leche.
That sounds great. So you guys are in the Champions Cook-Off. Is there a lot of pressure?
Not really. I think we're more here for fun. Usually I come prepared with a list, and I didn't do a list this time, so we got a lot of missing things.
Well, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jerry McClaws, and we cooked the Mountain Man breakfast this morning, and I've got a combination cherry and blueberry cobbler in right now.
That sounds really good. How long have you guys been cooking in your Dutch oven?
I've been doing it for about 6 years. My partner has been doing it for about a year, and we thought, well, we'll give it a try, but there's a lot of really good competition out here today.
Now, why'd you want to come out and do the Taste of Dutch?
I have no idea what possessed me to volunteer, but I thought I'd give it a shot, and so here I am.
I appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you. Have a good day.